And now Our Lady Annapurne's Lament, in the setting by David Glenn, along the following lines. Ilion, ilio, bro, ilion, ilio, vo, ilion, bro, ilion, just repeated. Ilion, ilio, bro, ilion. Then that takes us to the shawl singly. That is repeated. Ho, and then, but then we go into the second line. Ho, and ho, and ho, and an, and ha, and ha, and ha, and an, and ho, and ho, and ho, wee, and ho, and ho, and ho, and an, and then third line. Chum, da, vahi, 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 and han, and an, and ho, and an, and ho, and an, and ho, la, vahi, and ho, and ho, and to the doubling then. We've moved over here into the tulip. Yundrun, hundrun, ho, drun, hundrun, ho, drun, hundrun, yundrun, ho, drun, hundrun, drun, hundrun, hundrun, and so on in a perfectly straightforward fashion through the Acrula, as you were, the Turla variation, without any real serious stylistic problems, coming off the end of that and stepping over into the Crulla. Somewhat thus, ho, brunandran, ho, brunahi, brun ho, brun ho, brunandran, hum, bdri hum, bdri ho, bdri ho, bdri hum, bdri hum, bdri ho, bdri hum, bdri ho, bdri hum, bdri hum, bdri ho, bdri hum, bdri hum, bdri hum, bdri hum, bdri hum, bdri. So on through the Crulla. Now, many of the older masters finished, ended the tune with the the Cruel of some include an Amach, and David Glenn does in his manuscript setting. Along the following lines, coming off the end of the Cruel, We see here Glenn playing in what is nowadays modernly considered to be the Mackay style cut. Although you don't have to go back very far into the 19th century before you find that this is this can be varied quite a bit. Some of the older scores do so. In the timing of the second line of the ground also, a number of the older scores, including Mackay, depart from Glenn's characteristically square timing there in a way that is perhaps more attractive. Coming off the end of the ground there, And some may think that is rhythmically a little more interesting.